Two major arts funders are shaping the future of the arts in Philadelphia. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, the National Endowment for the Arts in Washington and the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage in Philadelphia are today announcing millions in arts funding.
The Pew Center for Arts and Heritage announced its distribution of $10.2 million. Of that, $3.5 million will go toward building a new post-pandemic arts landscape. Theater companies will be collaborating with each other on new productions, and organizations are reconfiguring their buildings to become art centers. That includes Asian Arts Initiative, the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, and People's Light in Malvern. At the same time, the NEA announced $12 million in grants for its vision of the future of the arts, engaging historically underserved communities. That includes Centro de Cultura, Arte, Trabajo y Educación, or CICATE. It's in Norristown. It's run by Obed Arango. And he said the $117,000 he's getting from the NEA will go towards expanding its literary magazine for immigrants and establishing a bilingual, low-power FM radio station in Montgomery County.
Many of the stories that are told about the immigrant community has been denigrating us. And it is time to claim back that authority and to express it in a way that we can tell who really we are, using art, using community journalism.
The NEA is funding a second Philadelphia area organization, the Philadelphia Folklore Project, for its community curation initiative to develop programming to be led by community members. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.